Okay, morning everybody. I think we're good to go. Yep, okay, so we're in Perek Zayin. We started yesterday the Perek Ish Yehudi Ish Yechidi. We started off setting setting here a yesod. And we asked the difficult questions. I'm sure you've been pondering it, tossing and turning last night, trying to work out what you would do if you were in that situation. Some people answered this question. Somebody who's a ger did something that someone who's born Jewish can't ever do. He can make this decision. He's made the decision. He's an Avraham Avinu. So he made that unbelievably difficult decision. But someone who was born Jewish never had to make the decision. The question is, how do you deal with the situation if you would have to make that decision? That's a hard question to answer. So we saw the person had a choice whether to be Jewish or not. And even though he'd raised in we'll see now, Rav Taub is going to speak about what bothered him about this story is what do you do when you're in a situation like that? We'll go through it and we'll make the question even harder. But first, let's pick up some principles here. Try to understand who we really are and how we're really living.
I have a question. How to consider the bracha each morning? Shelo asani goy. That means
we're gonna. Glad you raised that. We're gonna be dealing with that in depth. That is one of the main subjects we're gonna be dealing with. Is what is this bracha shelo asani goy, and what should one be thinking when you're making it? Metz Hashem, that's gonna be a big part of our subject when we start comparing Avraham Avinu to Noach.
Okay.
And the question is going to be, what did Avraham Avinu see in Noach that he felt it's not enough to just become a better Noach and just improve on Noach? He had to create something completely new. Yeah. Let's assume we're going to deal with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bigger question is, what are you thinking about when you say Shelo Sani Isha? That we're not going to deal with in the Sefer, but who you have in mind then, you know? So that's fine. That also needs a Hezbo. What's pshat there? Okay. If you understand what an Eved is, as opposed to a master, you get your secular concept of Avdus out of your mind. You wonder why you're saying Shelo Sani Eved. Looks like the best career to have. You know? The guy who is your master is actually your Eved. You're his master. So. But we'll deal with Shelo Sani Goy. That has a lot to do with Noach and Avram. That's where that whole sugya actually swirls around. And that's a big part of what we want to discuss. We're getting there soon because that's what Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu Magayit. He didn't just become a super duper Noach. He didn't look at Noach and say, look, Noach's a tzaddik, but I want to be a super duper Noach, 5G Noach. No. He Magayit, he created a whole new nation called Am Yisrael. What was wrong with just becoming a super duper Noach? That we'll see. That's the whole Musag of the Geirus. That's exactly what we're going to be dealing with. Okay. So he says like this, "Kesheshamati al yiruah zeh matzati es atzmi maharev v'afach b'dova harbe." See, when I heard the story about this yeshiva bocher that left everything, he said he was very troubled by it. Ma'od, ma'od bothered by this. Tzadim shel bezucho gor mili lachshoiv shemanot sheshitchanech chinuch torani ma'ula k'shnei esrim machayav. This kid, it's a question we're asking ourselves today a lot, the same question. I'll show you what I mean now. This kid got the best education that the Torah world has to offer. Yeah, 12 years of the best education the Torah world has to offer. Shani meili lo amdi lo lebechur b'taima shel shmiras haShabbos. This 12 years didn't leave the bocher with a taste of mazeh Shabbos. V'nichuach hachagim hayudim, the beauty and the wonderment of Chagei Yisrael. V'oineg limud haTorah, the unbelievable geshmak in learning Torah. That's a whole share that has to be given as well, by the way, just in parentheses. We tend to talk a lot about, giving our kids geshmak in limud. We'll see the laws there. Geshmak in limud is not what does it. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to stand on my high horses and we have to talk about that one day. But that's not what drives a person. What brings you into the best midrash every day is not because it's geshmak. Sometimes it is geshmak, but that's not what's driving you every day is, wow. You're addicted to your learning. It's geshmak. We'll see that that's not. But anyway, we'll discuss it another time. The wonderful atmosphere and the depth and the thinking and the seriousness of the yeshiva. 12 years, the best education that we have to offer this kid, didn't leave him with the simcha and the wealth and the happiness that's lurking in Yiddishkeit, that he just dumped it. How did he give it up? If he had a real deep connection, a real deep taste of the beauty of Yiddishkeit, how did he just leave it? His whole life was managed on, this is your inheritance, you inherited the spiritual inheritance. The minute he found out, this is really not my inheritance. So then I can leave it and still be a good boy. You know, I want to be a good boy. So if I have to keep the Torah, I'll be a good boy and I'll keep the Torah. I want to be a good boy. I want to be matzliach. The minute he realized he could be a good boy and not keep the Torah, so he left it, he dumped it. But he himself had no inner connection, inner value, inner sipuk from his Yiddishkeit. So that's what bothered him. Ech yochol leot? Ech yochol leot? V'kein emshachti lachshov. Then I carried on thinking. Anachnu amnam kibalnu boch Hashem es yaduteini b'morosha mi'avoseinu. He was talking about himself. If you got it from your father, you got it from your parents, gezunt. If you didn't, you're a bal tshuva, so you got it somewhere else. Aval ach yemindu teini hi mekorit, is our Torah, is my Yiddishkeit really original mekori? Mekori, mekori means authentic, original. Maybe it's just a cultural thing. We'll see. That's the big subject of the war against Greece. If I have time to put it together, that's what I want to speak about at the barbecue. Maybe if guys aren't coming to the barbecue, we can actually have them there on Zoom. We have to work out. Maybe somebody can take that on. Let's just see, because there's going to be a gewaltige kasiyum hashas, and the meat I can't give you on Zoom, but. But possibly the Torah, maybe guys wanna yeah. Anyway, I'll try to do that. If not, then closer to Chanukah. But that's a big part of the milchoma against the Greeks. Are you keeping your Yiddishkeit because it's about authentic and it's genuine and it's connected? Or no, it's just mitzvahs are not in the model. You do the mitzvahs because it's tradition, it's culture, it's what you do. That's the culture we belong to, you know, that's our art form, that's our sport. You know, the shul's my clubhouse. You know, you can't go to golf. We don't have pubs. So you have Mairiv, you know. So, I'm going to get out there somehow, you know. So, yeah, I'm joking, but I'm not joking. Yeah? Unfortunately, for a lot of people, that's what it is, you know. I was once in a shul in a, I didn't want to say where, because it comes on, it's Lashon Hara. Somewhere in North America, Lomashane, we just finished having Minchen. We were waiting for Mairiv. And one guy comes up to another guy. He must have been the chazan for Shachris that morning. And he says, Yankel is the Shachris. You were even quicker than the matzahs. You know, praising him because they managed to finish Shachris within 18 minutes. You know, that's the shvach, you know. That's his mitzvah, his Torah is authentic. If that guy would discover tomorrow he's not Jewish, he'd dump it like a hot potato because there's no shaykhus to it. He does it because he's got to do it. He's a good boy. That's his culture. That's where he feels secure because, you know, that's part of his, you know, the herd mentality. Well, if he's not shaykh to it, dump it like a hot potato. So is that why we're keeping a Torah? Is like machmas ki kach kibalni oisim avaseinu v'raboseinu? That we got just because we got this from our parents, and that's the society we live in. And do we feel the simcha and the purity and the beauty and the love of being a Jew? Do we feel the love and the simcha? Not about all the time, not about while you're sitting and learning. That's unreasonable. That's ridiculous. That while you're learning, you're feeling the sort of, you know, this transcendent, unbelievable simcha and ava 24 hours a day, whatever. No, but in general, with your learning and your Torah and your mitzvahs and the chagim and what you do, do you generally feel satisfied with your life? Not satisfied, complacent, but I'm saying, are you happy with your... I'll call you Dilatso es merutzah sachayim. Everybody has to put the brakes on and ask himself, Aim hanagosi umaisa yudim nasim bitoich bechira vakara. Am I doing my Yiddishkeit out of a deep recognition, out of a bechira? Or shall for me halachat sazivati who are gairim a mechriv and mir a chrozil a maisa? No, it could be that it's peer pressure, could be that it's societal pressures, could be that it's just you know, that's the rut, that's the groove I'm in, and that's what I do. You do it. It could be this corona thing came to shake us and wake us up, to just make us think before we go off and do things now, you know. Now you have to think twice before you daven, before you go, before you go to chasana, you go, why do we do the chasanas, you know? For me, one of the biggest wake-ups of this corona thing is chasanas, even more than the davening. Even more than the davening. The chasanas, how we go to a chasana, why we go to a chasana, what we do when we're there, and what the chasana looks like, and the pritzas, and the whole, you know, there's something that's being told us here, whatever. It's just, it's kulu mitzvah sanoshi melumada, you know. Lam yodei magish es chalokim gedoilim bidasa einim akorim. Does the person feel a lot of his big parts of his Yiddishkeit are not really that authentic? As ois hi ki lo hisig v'lo hichdi lelibo es ha'oisha ha'tzofet ba'ata b'chatanu mikol ha'amim b'yoisin am segula. That means this ata b'chatanu hasn't come home yet. It's not, we're not living with ata b'chatanu. It's been lost. The boundaries between us and the rest of the world came crashing down. You know, there's no more separation, and the sense of ata b'chatanu became very politically incorrect. You know, we the chosen people, and therefore we better, and therefore, you know, no, you cannot let us say that. That doesn't really mean that. It means, you know, everybody has his unique job. We just have a different job, and you've got your job, and that may be true, but at the end of the day, ata b'chatanu, Hashem chose us. And malasot, you know, even though it's not politically correct, we have to acknowledge the fact that Judaism is racist. What can I do? It's also a share that has to be understood of this. There's a whole piece on that about what it means, you know, racism in Judaism and whatever, you know. So, well, that's the how do we relate to our Yiddishkeit? There's a Moedik Ashla Kodesh. This is if you internalize Ashla Kodesh, every morning when you say Kriyas Yamsuf, when you say Shir Sayam, you'll get a Moedik Achizuk if you just remember this. What is going on here? Why do people bring the kids to shul to torture them? I don't know. Anyway. No, he's babysitting, but he has to be in shul because he has to be in shul. But the fact that you're mafreeing everybody else, no. All right. Rabbeinu Agodol Bar Ashloa Kodesh, Besoro Mamoros, in the first Maimer, in the Shloz, Asoro Mamoros, says, Amoidik Amoidik Ashtik Tairia. This is unbelievable. He says like this. Vizehu Remez HaPosuk, by the way, you'll see the same vort. I'll show you the same vort in the first broch of Shmona Esra as well. You'll see the same idea. Vizehu Remez HaPosuk, the posuk in Shmois, in Shira Sayam, says like this, Zekeli Vanveyu Elokei Ovi Va'aroi Memeinahu. I'll translate it loosely, but we'll see what it really means now. Zekeli, this is my God, in the singular, my God, my personal God. Va'anveyu. And I will, whatever you want to use, praise him, glorify him, however you want to translate it. Elokei Oviv, the God of my father, va'aroi memeinahu, and I will set him up high, from Reimimus. I will place him up high. Says the Shlok Kodesh, what's Psat in this Pasuk? What's the difference between when it's Zekeli, it's Anveyu, when it's Kel Oviv, it's a Remeinahu, ma'makorepo. Kesheze Keli, when this is my God, what does that mean? Shu keli mitzad hasagosi v'edosi. Through my effort, through my attainment, through my knowledge, that's what's my God, because I've made the relationship, I've built it, I've made it happen. As va'anveyu, then it's anveyu, miloshen anivahu. Anveyu is made up of two words, anivahu. So when it's keli, that means I've built the relationship, and it's original, and it's a personal relationship that I've developed through my attainments and my knowledge. As ani vahu, we together, bedveikus. Rotzaloyma, ani vahu dvukim beyachet kiviyachol ki hayedia nitfasas belev. This knowledge of God has become part of me. It's one with me. So therefore, Nivuhu Beyachad, we Dovuk, I'm Dovuk to him. Something that you have a deep inner knowledge about is part of you. Part of you. You can't take it away from you. It's what you, the knowledge, Das is the knowledge that you become one with. Remember, das is always loshen chibul. Adam yode es chava. Das always means chibul. But in this sense, it's the knowledge. Das is also knowledge. It's the knowledge, but not just any knowledge. It's the knowledge that is mechabe, mechube to you. It's one with you. Ze keili anivahu. So him and me, we walk together. We one, because that knowledge of him is in me. Amnam. This is all the Shlach Kodesh, by the way. When I don't have this idea, this knowledge, because of my own attainments, my own achievements, I have this through tradition, Mesoira, that's represented by Elokei Ovi, the God of my father. I heard about this from my father. What does that mean? Ki huram v'niskav mimeni, ani merochek mi'ito mimatzpon alev. A reim menu means it's far away from me. Reimemus means it's way above me. It's very high up. It's beyond my world, not part of my existence. I've got a Messiah that there is this thing and I have to relate to it and deal with it. So I deal with it, but not because it's anivahu bedveikus. Ani rochok mimenu, but in the depths of my mind, in the depths of my existence, this is very far from me. Ad kan the Shlach Kodesh. You know what he's saying? I think if you understand the Shlach Kodesh problem, I don't think you need to learn anything else afterwards. Now you have to learn, how to do that. But that's the vort. And you see it too in the Shmoneh Esrei. It pointed out to me once many years ago as a chassana. Somebody told me this vort as well, and was so postured when I heard it, I was embarrassed that I hadn't thought about it. We say every morning, Elokeinu ve'Elokei Avoseinu. Elokeinu, our God, and the God of our fathers. The order's wrong. The order is also wrong in Shiras Hayam. It should first be Elokei Avi, because that's how it comes to you. It comes via your father, and then it becomes Elokai. No? Isn't that how the order should go? Why do we say in Shmoneh Esrei, Elokeinu, our God, and the God of our fathers? It should be the God of our fathers, because that came first, and then our God, because how do you know about it? No, the vault is, it has to be Elokeinu. It's got to be first my God. Well, what do you need Elokei Avi from? In the Shluach Kodesh, in the Shira Sayam as well. Look, they're Keili. I don't need anything else. What do I need Keovi for? If I have a personal relationship with the Kodesh Boch, what do I need my father's God for? No one's heard the Rosh Yiva Tifrach said, that's to make sure that you're in the right place. When you're busy developing this relationship with Elokai, with Zekeili, Elokeinu, you better look over your shoulder and make sure that that's Elokeovi. That's Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei. You could get mixed up and you may be davening to a round stone instead of a square one. What's going on here? No, you need that to make sure that it's the right place. But if all it is Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, for sure you need that. But if it's only that, well, then it's Varom Amenu. Then you're very far away. If it's Kel Aviv and it's not Zekeli, so then where are you? It's a tradition. Not something that you have a personal experience with. You don't have a personal experience with it. Why wouldn't you give it up? You're not, it's not touching you, it's not part of your life. So state the Shlach Kodesh, the Moridike inside the Shlach Kodesh. It's life altering if you just spend a bit of time meditating on this Shlach Kodesh. It's unbelievable. Vorim matritim eilu melamdim otanu im yedati es Hashem v'avodosi es Hashem noivas rak mikoach shule keoviv. If my knowledge of Hashem and my avoid of Hashem comes just because it's Elokei Avi. Fine, if you're a Baltimore, you know, got it from a father, then you got it from the society, you got it from your Kiruv Rabbi, you got it wherever you got it from, yeah? But it's not you. You haven't made the effort to stretch yourself and expand yourself to include these things as part of your inner world. But I haven't stamped onto this my personal chotemet, my signature. As I call Baruch Hu, rochok mimenim b'matzvoin alev. Hashem is very far away from you. V'matzav zeh lo yigati l'tachlis hanirtzis. You haven't got to the tachlis. You haven't got to why you're in this world. U'bevare shelo ochush es ha'oishya shebedotai. You won't feel the joy and the warmth and the love of Yiddishkeit. There's no authentic relationship between me and Hashem. Lo ani b'chati bo, I never chose him. V'kol od shu rochek mi min vatzanev, lo eskel, et veikas, b'lokim chayim. And calls man, I haven't chosen him, I haven't worked on the relationship. So So he's very far away from me. And when Hashem's far away from you, you're always miserable. That's the taking societies are the most miserable societies in the world. America is the biggest consumer of antidepressant drugs. Why? It should be the happiest society in the world. You have more rights in America than anywhere else. It's the most wealthiest society that ever existed in modern history. They got everything. That's the problem. Their society is rights-based. It's all about taking. It's not about giving. It's not a society based on obligations. Society based on rights. Same as here. Everything's about your rights. You have a right to protest. You have a right to this. What about your obligations? In Yiddishkeit, in Torah, you have no rights. You have 613 obligations. Obligations are giving. So then you're happy because you're close to Hashem. Because when you give, you get close to Hashem, real close. When you're taking, then you fall from Hashem. You become miserable. So in the personal level, at the ishi level, at the microcosmic level, if I don't have that kesha, I'm not close to Hashem, if I'm not building and developing that personal relationship with Hashem, then he's far from me. If he's far from me, I can't feel the taste, the beauty of Yiddishkeit. And therefore, when the push comes to shove, you dump it like a hot potato if it's not really yours. Adam Shechai, how are we doing for time? Yeah. Adam Shechai v'makayim es mitzvos boire lo mekorit v'lo yechudiyot. Somebody who's keeping his mitzvahs and his Torah without authenticity. I'm translating the word makuriot as authentic. Huh? I think that's the bit, huh? Originality, but that's no, because that's yechidiyot. That's the next. Yeah, okay. Individuality, authentic, original. When you buy parts for your car, they ask you, do you want makuri or sini? You want genuine parts or you want, like Chinese parts, whatever. Cheaper ones, you know. So yeah, Makuri means authentic, original, whatever. Okay. Rochok me'Hashem Elokim chayim v'boifn zeh hu ma'abed es achius v'simcha. When you fall from away from Hashem, you lose your life force, you lose your simcha. Chay pirusha liyot Makuri. Life means to be me, authentically, originally, who I am. Maim chaim hay maim hanoivim im ha-makor. What is maim chaim? Maim chaim is water that flows from the source. Rak ha-she'adam margish ki avoidus Hashem hi chayev. When a person realizes that avoidus Hashem is his life, she'ze iskoi, that's his business. That means even when he's at work, that's his business. Not because it's his business. It's because Yiddishkeit's his business and going to work is Yiddishkeit. Or when he's on the beach having a rest, because that's also can be Yiddishkeit if it's done properly. And he's going to sleep, that's also Yiddishkeit. That's all Makuri. And when he's learning and when he's davening, when he's doing what he's doing, it's all about this avoider, connecting, changing, growing, developing, becoming more mature. Azumakaim Kesher Chai Ben Ula Ben Boire. He's building a personal living relationship between him and Hashem. Then he's got, he's into the, it's obviously it's endless, there's no end to this, but if he's just touching it even minimally, he's into the core of what Yiddishkeit's all about. He can hand this over to other people. If his Yiddishkeit is his schoira, it's his goods, and he's chosen them, and he's worked on them, and he's acquired them through his own efforts, and he's a skoma, as besimcha betuv leivov, hu yatzlich bezat Hashem, lahan chilo yisil abonov, then he can pass it on. People see somebody who's happy and functional and vibrant, so then they get drawn to him. Nobody ever went after somebody because he was miserable. Wow, I want to be just like him, you know, wow, I wish I could be like him. You know, you're a magnetic personality, you know, the guy's like lemon. No, why would a kid want to follow that, you know? Asek sheyudi magish ki benafshehu hu yegale bo ma'oif chadash v'yizoymus mekoriyos kedei latzliach boi. If it's yours, it's your business, and you find ways, you get very creative to lift it up, to find new koiches, to find original ways to deal with your Yiddishkeit. It's your business. Same as a businessman, when he's very involved in business, wow, he's very creative. Yeah, that was Eliyahu who met the fisherman, yeah? He couldn't do it because he didn't have kalim, but he knew how to make fishing nets. That requires a certain amount of talent, yeah? So when it comes to business, panosa, he's very creative. No, use that koiches for your Yiddishkeit. He didn't know about that. That he needed Eliyahu Novi to tell him. When a person does his Torah mitzvahs just because, you have to do it also for this, for sure. No one said not. But if you're only doing it because I have a choiv, I have to daven. Well, I've got a daven. Mitzvah, I've got a daven. Fine. You don't see the mitzvah of davening. Why do you have to do that? That's the minimum. But if you get stuck there, well then, l'lo l'chleichis v'lo chiz the kedusha v'lo makayis, who ain't no chay, who nechshav le'ilan yovesh she'enu matzmir chaschon l'peiros. He's a dry tree. He's a tree, but he's not producing very much. For sure, you have to get up and daven because Hashem told you to daven. That's for sure. Well, you're davening because it's geshmak, because you get said because it's good, it's nice. It gives me value. It gives me, wow, you know, I'm connecting on heart. That's not why we daven. We daven because you've got to daven. But what is davening? How do I daven? What's my connection to Hashem when I'm davening? Do I recognize that Hashem is listening to me? Am I aware of the fact that somebody is actually, you know, that I'm talking to somebody, that he's listening, we're building a relationship? That's what I mean here. For sure you have to do because Hashem told you. Davening is also, you have to see davening from Hashem's perspective. You know, what does Hashem want out of this whole davening story? But it's got to be something that's alive. That's my unique personal expression. Not just, oh, I've got to do this, I did it. You know, tick it off. Tick off your, you know, go through the day ticking off. You may even get schar for that. I'm not talking about that. But the kesher, the originality, the vibrancy of a Jewish life is lost. Yudi shechaye zakesh yudi sheloi im boira oilam boiche beidatoi mitoi chavone kizu ha'isha godol b'yoisa kaim alei admos. He chooses his Yiddishkeit because he knows that there's no greater pleasure, there's no greater worth of anything else in the world. There's nothing comes even close to this. He becomes unique and authentic and original. He then has an ability to impact and affect his whole environment. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Some more, we'll build this, but this is very, very choshev, very, very important, and we'll see it. We're going to get back to our Rebbe Avraham Avinu. We'll see how that, to your question of Shmuel right in the beginning, what this has to do with Shlosh Hanigoy, what this has to do with a lot of other stuff. But this is really where it swirls around. You have to ask yourself, if you weren't Jewish, would you Magaya? And if not, why not? What's missing? Why is there a hole in my heart somewhere? So that's these are very hard, difficult personal questions that people have to deal with. Yeah, I apologize, you know, for putting this on your table, but no one forces you to come. So, okay, have a wonderful day. I hope you're not too miserable after that one. Eh?
Thank you.
Go ahead, Rabbi.
Rabbi Israel, how are you?
Baruch Hashem. Looking forward to a time when I can come in to hear the Rav share personally.
Okay, Davin, yeah. Davin, Bezrat Hashem, Bezrat Hashem.
Amen.
Take good care.
Amen. You too, Rabbi.